take it to be menaseach. Therefore, it has the same halacha like yayim mevushal, it would be mutter. And Adoyam Radoy says, lebosa tlosa yoymei chashinim mishum giloy. No, even though it's sour already 3 days, still he has to be afraid maybe a snake would drink from it. My time, what's the reason? Zimne mikru shasi. Like sometimes a snake comes and does drink. He doesn't know for sure that it's sour. It's only 3 days old that it's sour. So therefore you have to be afraid maybe the snake would drink from it. It's a suffix sakona. You have to be afraid. Even though it's only doubtful, but there's still a sakona involved. You have to be afraid. Son of Rabboni, yayin taiseis, it means fresh wine. You just made the yayin chodesh. That from the barrel, the vat, and it's still fermenting, yayin toises, is zain by mishum gili. You don't have to be afraid a snake would drink from it. The kama tisisosa, how long does it ferment? So gimel yamim, the first 3 days that you made the wine, you do not have to be afraid of a snake. Hashechlayim, that's cress, ain by mishum gili. If you have cress that you put into a drink, so you don't have to be afraid that the snake would drink from it. Ain by mishum gili, but b'nei gerla, people living in chutz laretz, no gubanissa, yes, they were still afraid. They were afraid even the drink that has the shechlai and this crest in it, that maybe the snake would drink from it. Vleamona lesbu chala, does not have any vinegar inside it. Av lesbu chala migrabu, that throws them away. Rashi says, migrabu hachaymis, the vinegar, misgaro vinilcham b'toicham, shanachoshim v'yen shaysim b'vimenu. A snake is afraid to drink vinegar. So if you have some vinegar in this drink, then it's okay. Kutech habavli, kutech by the top of the drink, Rashi says, chazaku, it's very strong, kechayim boiled, and the water of the milk, yeah, and it's a strong drink. So what's the lock of kutech habavli? We do have to be afraid a snake would drink from this, mishum, same thing, strong, a snake would from it. Girl, the people afraid, the... Yeah. Omer Rav Menashe, Eis beNikurei Chashinon. If there are bites in this Kutech HaBavli, then we have to be afraid. If there are like pecks there, or says Kemin Mokum the Shichi, a hole there, snake came to drink there, then you have to be afraid. If there's any simon, any sign, snake came there, that's a suffix already, and Chamura Sakanta Miyisura. You have to be afraid of a kona. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Shmuel, Mei Tif. Ain by mishum gilui. Let's say you have water that's dripping. Water is dripping down, you have a barrel of water, and from the gutter the water keeps on dripping down into it. So you don't have to be afraid of a snake. A snake would be afraid to come there, since there's always drips coming into it. But Amar Rav Ashi, for who the Ovid tif, lahate tif tif. It has to be that the drops come down one after another. Comes down fast like. Rashi Shemishpashe Todir, Viatip and right for Zuezu. The Tchufa is when the Choshim Shemes of Rech. There's always a noise there, dip, 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 and keep on coming down, so the snakes are afraid of this. Therefore, the snake will not come to drink. But it only drips in slowly, then in between one drip and another drip, you have to be afraid maybe a snake came and took a fast shot, and there'll be a sakana to drink from it. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Shmuel, Piteino, the mouth of a fig. Ain't by mishum gili. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe the snake ate from it. Rashi the means kishatolshin oisa. When you pick off, when you pull off this fig, nasa loyter kotsa mokamuksa. The place where it was attached to the tree, it becomes now a little hole over there. So the chiddush is you don't have to be afraid that a snake ate from it, because when it was on the tree, he does not eat from this place. So ain't by mishum gili. Keman who does this go like? Ki hai tana, this tana, the tanya we learned. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. Oichel odom anovim mutayna balayla. A person is allowed to eat grapes and figs by night. V'yeyna choshesh. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe a snake ate there. In other words, like this, the whole fig, you can check it out and see that it's whole. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe a snake ate. But the tip where you pulled it off from the tree, right now there's a hole there. The question is, do you have to be afraid maybe a snake ate there? In other words, you can't tell whether you ate there or not. The rest of the fig is pure, clean, there's no holes there, so you know a snake didn't get in there. But at the tip where there's a hole now, maybe a snake got in there. So tell him, you don't have to be afraid of this. At nighttime, when you cannot check out, you do not have to be afraid, maybe a snake ate from it. And why? Mishum Shenema, the Pasuk says, Shemeb, Soyim Hashem, that Hashem watches you. In other words, if there's no real danger there, we do not know of this sakana. It's not usual for it to happen. Just by chance, maybe, we always have this pasuk of Shemer for normal actions. You have right to rely on Hashem, that Hashem does watch us. So he watches over us, he will not put a mishal into us. But if it's open mishal, if you, but just to walk across the street with your eyes closed, that you have no heta. But in the place where you don't have to be afraid, you have right to be samach on Hashem, if soyim Hashem. Omer Rav Tzav from Yishum Rav Yeshua, Drayma. Shloisha minei eresein. There are three types of poison that come out of the snake. Shel bochor, from a young snake, shokeya. That sinks all the way down to the bottom of the mixture, of the drink, of the food. We'll soon see what the difference is. But that seeps all the way down to the bottom. Shel benini, from a middle type of a snake. Then mefafeya, it goes in a little bit. Shel zoken, from an old snake, saf, it only floats on top, does not go down to the drink, does not go in the food, it stays on top. So what do you want to tell me? Maybe you want to tell me, first of all, the kama the koshish, the older a snake gets, kochish chulye, the weaker the poison is. You're telling me when it's young, it's so strong, it seeps to the bottom. When it's middle, it goes to the middle. Even now, weaker, the older, shloisha, there are three people, then. The older they get, the stronger they get. Three people, Elohein, dog, fish. The older a fish gets, the stronger, and the chazir, the stronger he gets. The more is, koyach, itusa, true. His strength becomes stronger and stronger than Achash. Huduka, Moisif. But the hero, the poison that comes out, kolish, that becomes weaker. Okay, so what are you telling me now? Shel bocher, from a young snake, shokeya. It goes all the way to the bottom. Lamai hilchos, so what's the difference? Yes, the difference, halacha. The Tanya we learned. Chovius shenizgala. You had a barrel of wine that became uncovered. Halacha is afa pi sheshosu imenu tisha v'loy meisu. Even though 9 people already drank from this barrel and nothing happened to them. So I would think that no snake drank from it. Like last night, or today, nobody knew about it. So today in the morning, 9 different people drank from the wine. Tonight we found out, oyvei, last night the wine was left overnight. So I would think to say that since 9 people drank from it already, and nothing happened to them, most probably a snake did not drink. The Chiddush is no, you have to be afraid. Lo yishtu mimenu, asiri, a 10th person should not drink from it. Why? Because maybe it was a young snake, and his poison went all the way to the bottom. So the first 9 people did not drink the poison yet. But you, the 10th person, maybe you'll get to the poison. That's the difference of loco. And Maisi, what's happened like this? Maisoya, shesosu mimenu, tisha, 9 people drank from this barrel of wine that was left overnight uncovered, fulai meitsu. Nothing happened to them. Vishosu asiria meitsu, the 10th person drank from it and he died. Because you have to be afraid it was a young snake, that his poison went to the bottom, and the last person drank from it. Zel shakeya, that's this young poison that shakeya seeps to the bottom. Vechenaftiyah, the same thing with watermelon. Shenizgalsu, left overnight. The stomach that was cut open, probably. Afopi shasmi meno tishabinel, even though 9 people ate from the watermelon already. Vulaymez, nothing happened to them. Vayachim meno asiri, 10th person should not eat from this watermelon. And my soya, vayachim meno tishabinel, nothing happened to them. Vayachim asiri, Nathan, 10th person ate, and he died. Again, why? Because it was this young snake, an Amar Rav, Zui Shakeya. That's the klal, that's the lach of a young snake, that his poison is very strong, and it could seep to the bottom, so you have to be afraid from the Hopri. Anytime there's a chash of Gilui, there's a chash, maybe the snake came here, you have to be afraid from a young one, and you should not eat any part of it. Tana Rabbanan, Mayin Shinizgalu Harezeh Lo Yishovcha Meshus Rabim. If you had water that was left overnight uncovered, so you have to be afraid maybe there's some poison here from the snake. So therefore, do not spill it for Shusaradin. That people should not walk over it. It's dangerous. A person has a cut on his foot and he walks barefoot for Shusaradin, you're afraid the poison will go into the cut. So do not throw this water into the Shusaradin. Do not clean the house with it. Do not make type of cement with it. Do not give it to drink, not to your animals, not to your friends' animals. Again, because it's dangerous. There may be poison here. Do not wash your hands and face with them. Other people say, it depends. If you have a crack on your skin, then it's also, you have to be afraid the poison will go in. But ain't sure if you have no cracks on your skin, then mutter, just on your skin alone with your hands, that would be alright. If there's no crack there, the poison won't get in.
They're both saying the same thing. Like even according to the Tanakama, it's only yosur on your hands, which are places that have wrinkles. So a wrinkle, the pshat is, that's where the poison can get into. So they're both saying the same thing. That point of yodav ragla, they're both saying it's also. So where it says, no, even now there's a difference. Gav hayav hayad, v'gav harego, v'rum nadiyapin. Now, if kamina is the smooth parts of your hand, the back of your hand or the back of your foot, and the smooth part of your face, there's no sirta, there's no wrinkles. According to Tanakama, even there it's also. According to the Sacherim, it's only yosa, makam, there are wrinkles. If there are no wrinkles there, then it's okay. And the pshat is, if there are wrinkles there, then the poison like gets stuck there, and eventually it'll drill its way through, or get into the basar, or come in and harm the person.
There's no cracks, it'll be okay. Otherwise, it'll be yosa. Oh, mama, what would you say? Mashman's wrinkles, you're right. Doesn't mean it has to go in right now. If there are wrinkles there, so it gets stuck there, so the poison will stay there, and once it stays there, by itself will dwell through and get into the skin. Right, you're right. Just wrinkles is enough. Oh, mama, what we just say, should not give it to your animal to drink or not to your friend's animal. Ivotani, we learned Alva Mashkeyu, Lebehemat Atzmoy. You're allowed to give it to your own animals. So, Kurta Stiro, I'll tell you, no, Kitanya Hi, Lashunra, to your cat. Rashi says, Lemazik Le Oris, Lashunra Ochale, Lechurei. Because cats eat snakes anyway. So, obviously, a cat is not affected by the poison of a snake. So, that's what it says, you give it to the animal means your cat. But your other animals is about Hashkis, to not give them to drink the poison, you're going to kill them. So if you're talking about your cat, so why can't you give it to your friend's cat? Someone says the chavre kochish, because no, you may make the cat weak. True, he won't die; he'll become well again, but you'll make him weak. Someone says the day if it's your cat also nami kochish, the you're going to make your cat weak. So should also be about tashkis. Don't ruin your cat. Someone says no. Hodavari, a cat becomes weak for 1 or 2 days, then it'll become healthy again. If so, the chavre nami. So why can't you feed your friend's cat this water? What do I care if it becomes weak for 1 or 2 days, or become healthy again? Hadabari. The answer is, Zimnin Deboi Lizuni. Sometimes your friend Vadafka wants to sell his cat today. He may want to sell it today. And therefore, Master Laminate, you're going to ruin it for him. Because like this today, the cat's a weak cat, nobody's going to buy it. So your own cat, you can do what you want. Obviously, you don't plan to sell it, and only it'll be weak for a day or two, there's nothing wrong. But to your friends, you have to be afraid. Maybe he's going to want to sell, then you'll be mastered. There are three types of wine. Yayin nesech is also bano, which is also midiraisa, is nisrano. Betame tumachamur, it has tumachamur on it. Like a mace. Because ayis. Yestam yayinim also bano, that's only also midrabonin. Matame tumas mashkim revias. Yeah, we'll stop here. We'll start over again tomorrow. This is where it really starts the different halachas of Yai Nesek, what's also Bano, and what's not.